latest episode of OKC Over Easy. Today is Norman Food Tour Day with Judy.
Hey, it's me, Judy.
And Marissa.
What's up, guys?
We just went on a kind of a marathon.
It was like a campus corner best of.
Yes. I have been telling people the past couple weeks I'm going on a Norman food tour on Saturday, and they're like, oh, is that like a thing? And I was like, nope, it's just something that from the minds of Judy and Marissa.
I'd love to make it a thing. Yeah. Hit us up for suggestions.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I will make you a list of places to go. Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, you start by telling me just like a quick background of like how long you've been in Norman. I know like when Judy was driving me around, she was like, oh yeah, well, I used to live in this house, and then my parents lived in this house. Just like a background of like your history with Norman and OU and everything.
Okay.
Marissa, go.
Okay, well, so I came to OU in 2004 and then moved to Norman full-time in 2007 after I graduated. And I've pretty much been living here ever since. So I lived in a house on Dakota Street. If you are familiar with Norman, you probably went to a lot of house parties on Dakota Street.
Any parties at your house?
We had one when I was, like, 21 and young enough to, like, have the energy to have a party.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember, like, stepping outside in the middle of that party and, like, hearing how loud it was and, like, holy shit, we're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I party. I'm just too paranoid to do it. But now I live on the southeast side. So basically as close to Noble as you can get without being in Noble. It's a really interesting part of Norman, and my neighbors are juggalos. So.
Oh. Wow.
I am from Norman.
Oh.
I was born and raised here.
Okay.
I have eaten the majority of my meals in Norman.
Okay. Of your entire life.
My entire life, I've eaten out the most in Norman. That's just a fact. And I threw one really great party I'd like to talk about. I lived on Alameda for a long time, so right between town and gown. We threw a party on Leap Day 2008.
Oh.
And it was like... It
a
was
banger.
So it was a banger. Oh my goodness. We had a DJ upstairs and a DJ downstairs.
Dang.
So it was very, very cool.
Okay.
So if you were there, you know
tweet
it.
Tweet us if you
yeah,
were there.
Yeah, tweet us that the Red Bull van came out and it was cool.
Okay.
And then the cops came, so we shut down the party downstairs.
Oh.
Upstairs
it was still rocking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
They didn't know. So.
It's cool. Well, when I was driving in, Judy was like, okay, how many times have you been to Norman? I was like, 25? Maybe, like, I've never been to a football game here, but I have friends that went to university here, and... When I was saying that, I was like, I'm saying this in a British way, but I, like, couldn't stop it. We'll edit it out.
Keep it.
But I had friends that went to OU or whatever, so I'd come up and visit. But, yeah, I've been to, like, some of the places.
You need a townie to really show you the way.
Yeah.
You can't trust a college kid.
Yeah.
Who's been here maybe 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, plus, they always stay in the same area, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah. Okay. So that's where you guys came in,
mm-hmm.
for the tour. So I think we should just go through, like, where we started and where we're at now. Because it's been a fun time.
It's been a long time. Yeah, it took...
It took, we started at like 2?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I had, shout out to Liz, my eyebrow girl. Mm-hmm. I had my eyebrow appointment here.
We had Norman business, too. So.
Yeah. But we started at the Mont.
The Mont, yeah. We had Mont queso,
mm-hmm.
and some swirls.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
just as a warm-up lap.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the Mont?
I mean, I've been to the Mont before. I really like the Mont because it looks old on the inside. Apparently, you guys said it used to be a church,
mm-hmm.
which is really cool. And it feels a little bit grimy and, like, I don't know. It's just dark when it's bright outside and
mm-hmm.
you come in and
it's always dark.
Yeah.
It's a good place to drink Everclear at 2 p.m.
So I didn't know. Marissa told me, like, when we were at the third place, she was like, oh, yeah, those swirls have Everclear in them. And I was like, okay, great.
It's, like, the most... concentrated alcoholic drink you can get in Norman for like the least amount of dollars.
Okay.
I think that's why they're so popular, because like you have one and then you kind of feel it for sure.
Yeah.
You have two and then you're pretty much gone.
Yeah. You know? Well, I feel like I have already had my hangover from the swirl that we drank.
Ate through the hangover.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just ate. Yeah. So I was like, can I have some? I almost took Tylenol. And she's like, no, don't take. Marissa's like, don't take Tylenol. So she gave me ibuprofen. No, I like the chips. So we got chips and queso. Chips were not good. at all.
Forgettable.
Definitely forgettable.
Or memorable in a bad way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chips were stale. Mm-hmm. Queso was A+.
Queso was good.
Yeah.
Queso was good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's always like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me, okay, we kind of, one of my favorite parts of, like, this whole thing is that you guys were, like, detailing, like, the history of every single restaurant. So, like, go into a little bit about the Mott, because I feel like you can explain it better than me.
If you haven't been to the Mott, it is not the most college-y place.
No.
It's definitely a towny place, but it is where, I would say, 60% of people living in Norman at their 21st birthday have their birthday party there.
Yeah, I would say it's even higher than that since the Vista closed.
Might be higher than that. Yeah. Might be higher than that at this
I think
point.
That's where you go. Yeah. I mean, there are places on Campus Corner, but, like, the Mott has the cheap shot drinks.
And if you had your 21st birthday at the Mott, tweet it.
Okay.
Yeah. Let us know. I like. Please help me confirm this for Mallory.
Yeah.
Because I had mine there.
Yes.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Definitely had mine there. Mm-hmm. Not at the round table. What did you call it, the blue room?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had it like the oak room.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Second rate. Did not get the reservation in soon enough.
Okay, yeah. Tell me a little bit. Like, how do you reserve though? Like, you just call.
But you can't call too far ahead, or they're like, no, we're not taking reservations yet. So you have to get in there like within that period of time. So you can reserve the blue room, which is this like weird little blue carpeted pit that smells like mildew and piss. There's the oak room, which has kind of changed. It used to be like two oak long,
really long.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was weird, and now it's like kind of a big square table, I think.
Okay.
And then there's also the tiki table, which is out on the patio.
Yeah. I've sat at the tiki table before.
Yeah,
but we didn't have to reserve. It was like a Sunday night.
No,
when we sat out there.
Yeah, but for Friday or Saturday,
yeah,
that's
absolutely
it's done.
VIP.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, and also like that is the best patio in Norman. I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
bar none.
Yeah,
one of the oldest.
What's the best part about it? Just because of the trees or like?
Well, they have misters if it's too hot. They have heaters if it's
too
cold.
Okay.
It's big enough to accommodate a lot of people. I feel like the service on that patio is the best service you're going to get on a patio in Norman, because otherwise, like, if you go to the library, you're still going to get pretty good service, but the way the library works is those servers have tables inside and outside, so they're, like, sprinting constantly. At least at the Mont, like, it's somebody dedicated for that area.
Mm-hmm. Things I like about the Mont patio is that it hasn't changed. It's had, like, the same bricks, the same, like, wrought iron fence, the same tables, and the same, like, Cinzano umbrellas since the dawn of time, I remember being there as a kid. Mm-hmm. So it just has a lot of memories. And you can't really see the street. Like, the landscaping is built up so much.
That's why I like the trees around it.
You can't
it's
see
nice.
It, but you can definitely hear it. So,
yeah.
I mean, like, there's always sirens going by. You can hear the train. You can hear people revving their engines. There's, like, stupid college students screaming things. Like, my boyfriend's friend used to scream out of his car, like, in the late 90s, stuff like, I got crabs at the Mont, or something, as they drove by.
Yeah.
So that's something you do have to contend with.
Yeah. I also liked the bookshelf, and, like, you write in the books. We didn't look at it, but that's, like, those little things about, like, bars like that are fun to me. Swirl was A+. Queso was great. Chips were not. That's what we had.
Yeah, the salsa also.
Salsa's good.
The flavor is really good, but the texture is kind of like half-done pico de gallo.
Prices were right.
Yeah,
prices were
great.
Prices were great there.
Yeah, got out of there. Easy.
Yeah.
The bathroom's interesting.
The bathroom is super small, and it smells like...
Sewage.
Mm-hmm. And... Yeah. Trash, like it's
in and out,
in and out,
nobody
in
wants
and out.
To hang out.
Breathe
in that
out, breathe out. Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's what. And then Marissa was like, "Can you imagine this on a Friday night where there's like 8 21-year-old birthday parties here?"
It's insane. I have an immense amount of respect for the servers there.
I'm sure
they. I mean, sometimes you go there and they look pissed off, but you have to like empathize with that.
And it's like, don't you feel like people that work at the Mont are like, I worked at the Mont.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Or I work at the Mont. It's like, damn.
Yeah, they're
respect.
Hardcore.
Yeah, respect.
And they're probably making more in tips than we make in a year. So
yeah.
Yeah. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Congratulations, girls.
So we had that. We had the swirls. Then we made our way to Judy's. I feel like that's like, it's Judy's wheelhouse.
We went to the Greek House. I was employed there for over 4 years. I was there on September 11th.
That was like my favorite. That was like my favorite fact, because she just sits down and she was like, I was here on September 11th.
It was. When the whole,
and I was
when
like,
the whole
how did
world...
you hear? I like was like asking her September 11th story. And she was like, I think the radio was on. Like, it was...
It's been a long time since I asked somebody their September 11th story. But you really get to know someone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I remember, because I was talking about all the music there, like, mm-hmm. all this Greek pop. There was no Greek mm-hmm. pop that day. It was the
just
news.
The radio.
It was the news. Yeah. And it was kind of neat, because I'm sure, like, everybody else on September 11th... September 11th talk.
This is September 11th corner.
We're not doing segments today, but I would like to ask everybody about their September 11th. I'm sure a lot of people were, like, watching TV nonstop all day. And we, like, you know, we had to continue on with our lives.
Right.
Just with the radio. But, yeah, I worked there from, I had to ask off for my high school prom and my college graduation. So wow. I was there forever. Mm-hmm. And I know all the ins and outs of it.
Yeah.
So we got, I know everybody's going to want to know what we got. We split between us a child's plate, add pita, mm-hmm. A sandwich with everything,
yep.
small fry, extra tzatziki.
Yeah.
And it was so good. Mm-hmm. I can't say it's like my favorite, but it was just, it like hit the spot in like a way. Mm-hmm. I tried everything. Marissa's sandwich was great.
You have to get the sandwich. I know Judy is a child's plate. Evangelist, but
is that like a debate between people, like sandwich versus child's plate?
I think it is, but only with sandwich people. Yeah, and I have a lot to say on this, so continue, and then we'll get to mine.
the tzatziki and the gyro meat. Is it gyro?
Gyros is the singular. Yuri is the plural.
Yeah. Okay,
she knows a lot of Greek. I mean,
yeah,
she was at Greek house at 9/11.
She said
she has the source.
She said that she knew 15 words in Greek. It was deep into it. Was listening to Greek club music in her car.
Oh, man.
The place changed her.
The cool creaminess and then the lamb meat and then the pita warm. Never cold.
Mm-hmm.
That was like my favorite combination of the day, I think. Mm-hmm. So
it's good.
Okay, so go in on your sandwich because
okay,
we want to hear.
So Judy does have a lot of backstory with Greek house, but I do too in kind of a weird way. So when my dad, he came to the U.S. in the 1970s, and he went to what was Oscar Rose Junior College for a while, which is now Rose State.
Oh, okay.
And then when he came to OU, he found Greek House, and it was, mm-hmm. like, a really exciting time for a young Persian man, because if you've been to Oklahoma, you know, like, 87% of the food here is, like, chicken fried steak mm-hmm. and subpar cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
So he was really excited about this food, and he'd go there every day. And when I started college, he was, like, super excited to get to hang out in Norman, mainly because of
Greek House.
Like, he didn't really care about seeing me or anything. Mm-hmm. I think it was just, like, he knew he could get the sandwich again.
Mm-hmm.
But he, like, he's a big, sandwich is, like, his world, basically.
Uh-huh.
So I was raised with that belief, like, the...
Okay. Well, on both of these. Okay. Dozen K-Cups. Uptown $4.99, that was on sale.
Mm-hmm.
The Whole Foods cheapest were $6.45. That's also a really good deal on K-Cups. Okay. If something else wasn't on sale... Or maybe one that's like $10.99 would be on sale for $8.50
yeah.
at Uptown. Whole Foods does have a cheap K-Cup.
Yeah.
Note that.
There you go.
Need to quit drinking so much carbonated drink.
Are you okay?
Just a little hiccupy.
Just a little hiccupy. What else did we get here?
We didn't talk about yogurt.
No. Okay. Siggy's.
Siggy's. So yeah. We're both big Siggy's fans. Mm-hmm. I have got a lot of coupons from Siggy's in my
day.
That's
very nice.
So Uptown used to be cheaper. At $1.69
mm-hmm.
as the standard rate. If you go too late on Sunday, though, they will be out of vanilla.
Wow. Okay.
So
there you go.
It's very popular. So Whole Foods has lowered their everyday price.
That's crazy.
It is $1.49.
What was it before? Like
$1.99.
Okay. There you go.
I mean, I'll pay $2. It's the best yogurt.
I had seen it for 99 cents.
Yeah.
But it's in the crest. South Side crest, and so it's like. That's a trip. If you're not going down that way, you're not going to go just to get yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
But 99 cents? That's pretty good.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's like a Yoplait.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Truly. I think they're trying to, like, I think that people don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. So it's
so
just
good.
That area. Yeah.
It's the best yogurt.
Mm-hmm. But we didn't get Siggy's there. We said we're going to wait for Whole Foods. One thing when I was checking out, that I appreciated about Uptown was that there was a coupon on my corn tortillas, but it was for cheese, and the guy didn't look at it,
uh-huh.
and he was like, oh, I gotta go get my swipey thing to get this coupon to work. And so he went and he used it, and I got 55 cents off.
Nothing.
Just the whole thing. Just the whole thing. I got 55 cents
off.
How
often do you use a coupon like that you bring with you?
I wish I used coupons more.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
I tried to bring that one on my Siggy's list.
And then they didn't have it.
Nobody had it. Yeah. It's like for the 8-ounce drinkables. Mm-hmm. Great. Go on.
What else? Anything else to say about Uptown? Both of the cashiers needed to know what kumquats were.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the religious overtones.
Oh, yes. Oh, and I have one more thing to talk about.
Go ahead and do that. Okay.
So, we were talking about sparkling water, you know, obviously. I was walking down with two white women.
Today, my husband was like, where are you going? I was like, I'm going to yoga, and then I'm going to brunch.
At me.
No. No regrets.
And I said, oh, this is really good. The Dasani version of sparkling water. And this worker.
How old was he? 22?
Maybe. Yeah. He said, why? That's not good.
He was like, it's gross.
He said, it's gross. I said, oh.
I thought he meant Dasani brand. That is not the case.
No, he means the sparkling water. Mm-hmm. And
do you remember what he said?
He said, this just like going to McDonald's and getting the soda water.
Which one? I would love if they just had soda water on tap. I love when a restaurant gives you the option of soda water.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, I was like, oh, okay. But I didn't invite you. Like, I didn't say, hey, what do you think about this water?
Yeah.
I didn't invite you into this conversation.
And then we walked away and he said, everybody likes what they like. So I hope
he's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Religious overtones. There's a lot.
There's
them.
Too many.
Yeah.
Any is too many, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
I guess keep it in the back room. So, in the concrete, like, kids, it looks like kids' handwriting. Mm-hmm. It says, God is good all the time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then at the bathroom, I think there's, like, these weird, like, praying hands. Mm-hmm. Or it's, like, two hands like this.
Uh-huh. Inside the bathroom.
Yeah. And it says something about, like, the fruits of the, I don't know what that one says. And then all the fruits of the spirit are on the stairs up to the brunch area.
Uh-huh.
I just don't understand why.
I think I get, like, they want to say.
Proselytize?
They want to say, this is what we believe as a company, but. Yeah, I don't know if it's necessary.
You know, I actually just came around on it because you can do whatever you want, but don't close on Sunday.
Right.
So they're open Sunday morning when everybody else is at church and I'm buying groceries, they're open.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm going to live with it.
Yeah. I think it's fine. It's not something
it's not a turn on.
Yeah, it's not a turn on, but it's not going to make me stop going there.
I just roll my eyes every time I walk by it.
Yes, yeah.
That's the best way to put it. Is this necessary?
Right. Should we talk about where we went, or should we say
let's
that
just
for
say
the end?
What we got at the other places, why we had to go there.
Okay.
I had to go to Sprouts to get bulk oats, and then this frozen fruit that we use. And we ended up getting strawberries there because they were 3 for $5. That's about $1.67 a pound. Mm-hmm. That's a great price.
Yeah.
What else did we get there?
I got Brussels sprouts. I got limes, I got cottage cheese, and I got more yogurt.
Great.
Yeah. So it was $1.50, and it had some, I got yogurt for the first time. And then when we went to Whole Foods, we realized it was $1.49, so I got more yogurt.
And they have more flavors at Whole Foods. Yeah. They had the whole Siggy's line, except for the drinkables I wanted.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And I also got granola.
Okay.
Granola.
I didn't get as much.
I did, yeah. I got some stuff at Sprouts.
I just got a little bit of things for me. I got a cash back.
Yes.
The other thing I got.
Yeah, because we're going to go get some tacos.
Then we went to Trader Joe's.
Yes.
There are some things that were Trader Joe's specific.
So, olive oil. Mm-hmm. It's the most olive oil that you can get for $7.99. And it's got the little spout. And I cook with it. It's not like I'm dipping my, it's not artisan olive oil that I'm like dipping my bread in or whatever. Mm-hmm. I got barbecue sauce, which it had, we were looking at the sugar on barbecue sauce and it had sugar in the name, brown sugar barbecue sauce. And it only had 6 grams of sugar per serving.
It was
serving.
The least, I think it was five.
Five, yeah.
And I think it was the least of all of the Trader Joe's stuff. Does Trader Joe's have anything that's not Trader Joe's brand?
No.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So it's like, it's kind of like Aldi. Mm-hmm. It's packaged privately, So, like, all of Aldi's stuff is Aldi brand.
No, it isn't.
You have, like, some other Cheetos. No, they don't have Cheetos at Aldi. Oh, Aldi. Okay. You have some other stuff. You have Coke and stuff.
When you go to Aldi, I want you to see if there's Cheetos.
Okay. you'll have, like, Coke and stuff like that at Aldi sometimes. Trader Joe's, you're not going to get Coke.
Yeah.
But.
They have Trader Joe's sodas? Joe's cola?
Mm-hmm.
Joe's cola?
Yeah. Okay. Probably. Yeah. But everything is a private label.
Yeah.
So, so I got that, and then I got Smoky Peach salsa, just for fun. And then I got Cowboy Caviar, which I had to ask where that was. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna put that on my taco salad. I got a greeting card because
they have greeting cards there for 99 cents, which good. I love a beautiful, like, hand pressed letterpress card.
Mm-hmm.
People under 35 even respect that kind of card.
Yeah.
Like, I can't give it to my grandma or my mom, they're gonna throw it away.
Yeah.
It's a work of art.
Yeah.
The craft.
Got a greeting card. I got organic frozen brown rice, which I've been loving.
Yeah.
You just put it in the microwave 3 minutes and you've got perfect brown rice. I got tomatoes.
Jesus, this is a long list.
I did get a lot of stuff here. I got tomatoes, salsa, and coffee, $4.99 for a bag.
Is that stuff you could only get at Trader Joe's?
It's stuff, no. I could get all that stuff at Whole Foods, but it would be twice the price.
Okay.
And, I like the different flavors that Whole Foods has. Like the smoky peach salsa, that was $2.29 for a jar.
Yeah,
like that's not
the price is right.
Yeah, the price is right. The brown rice is just a very convenient thing for me. And since I live by myself, I'm cooking by myself, it's like it's just easy. Mm-hmm. And I'm already roasting whatever I'm doing or preparing the protein. And it's just easy. So it's a convenience thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we went there.
I got those greeting cards and ice cream sandwiches.
Oh,
that is my favorite thing about Trader Joe's are, like, the novelties.
Snacks. Yeah.
Oh, it's the best place to go before a road trip. I've said that before.
Yeah.
But we got ice cream sandwiches there, which is like a cookie sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
They were perfect.
I don't care how
they were genetically modified. I don't care the stabilizers and the xanthan gum and the carrageenan or whatever that other thing is. They were perfect.
Yeah. They were really, really
good. I'm
going
to eat the other one tonight.
Yeah. You should. You deserve
so
it.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
It was delicious.
So I have no regrets about going
there. No regrets. Okay, so we got all that stuff. Then we hit up Whole Foods.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? We know Whole Foods.
Yeah, so we still shop the entire store for the most part. Definitely the perimeter. We got some, we looked at the price of strawberries. You got your cilantro, which was a good deal.
Yeah, cilantro was 79 cents.
Yeah.
It Uptown is like a dollar or something.
Let me tell you something I've been getting at Whole. So we've been trying to eat a lot of fish at the house for the baby's brain development, just for my own body.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of salmon. Like, they have pre-prepared salmon fillets, $7.99. That's not, like, a fantastic price.
No.
But,
no. No.
But when you but they also have a salmon fillet that's been, like, cut into and a whole bunch of crab is in the middle of there. Like, and it's still $7.99.
Okay.
That thing would cost you $20 minimum at any restaurant. I love getting that.
Yeah.
Thank you. So I saw some other fish that I'm going to get next week.
Okay.
We looked at the many different places to get soup.
Yes, there was a lot of places to get soup. The produce section in Whole Foods is beautiful. It's
the best,
It's great. All the fruit and vegetables and everything looks so amazing. And it's not always going to be super expensive, but you have to pick and choose what you want.
So one thing I like is the Uptown one was separated. Like, here's the organic section. And it's confusing because you'll see what you want in organic and you're like, is it available somewhere else? I can't find it.
Yeah.
It's mixed in Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you only find conventional, sometimes you only find organic, but sometimes you'll find both right next to each other.
Yeah.
It just makes it really clear. It also never moves.
Yeah.
Like, I guess the hyper-seasonal stuff, like peaches, but, like, the greens are always kind of in the same layout.
Yeah.
Potatoes and onions are the same place. Mm-hmm. Apples are in the same place every time.
Yeah.
Bananas are in the same place. I like that.
Yeah, I like that,
There's really not a difference in lettuce prices. That's another thing.
Pre-packaged
lettuce, pre-washed lettuce, same price everywhere.
Yeah. Sometimes I get the pre-packaged lettuce, but today I got at Uptown just ahead of green lettuce, just to eat, you know.
Green leaf lettuce?
Yeah.
Okay, not iceberg. Okay.
No,
great.
Not iceberg.
Okay.
No, who do you think?
We went and looked at some we got more ciggies.
We got more ciggies.
Lowest price on ciggies.
I got the 4% or the 10% 9% lemon.
Yeah, so did I. So yeah. We can have a taste test about that later.
Okay. I got peaches.
I got peaches there too. Mm-hmm.
And
you got bread finally.
I got bread. So I wanted like a good bread that I could use for toast or maybe like a little sandwich. It's and not gonna. Gonna be eating on it for a while. I got rosemary sourdough. Mm-hmm. So good. And then I had it sliced. I didn't know that they sliced it for you. That's like the best thing. Mm-hmm.
What else did we get there?
I didn't get that. I just got peaches, mm-hmm. yogurt, and cilantro, and bread.
There weren't a lot of samples.
No, there weren't.
We had that bottom of the bag, with the tortilla chip.
Yeah.
And the juice, they're redoing their juice. I like that they have juice, but it's still too expensive.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
Juice is too expensive everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So. It is. And you can make your own juice mm-hmm. if you have a juicer.
Hot bar looked good.
We talked to one of the employees for a little bit. Mm-hmm. The hot bar was $9.99, though. Mm-hmm. And so that was, Uptown was $8.49. One of the things that I don't necessarily love about Whole Foods is you can't go there for your entire Mm-mm. your entire shopping
what experience. Can't you get there that you really
Oreos
like? Yeah, I was gonna say Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, like you can't mm. and then when you're like, I need just a little bottle of orange juice because I'm gonna put it in my crock pot, mm-hmm. you'd have to buy yeah, it's like you can't just get those simple things.
A couple of problems I have at Whole Foods. These are both dessert-centric, but I gotta be true to myself. their cookie selection. So they have a cookie bar, and uh-huh. that's good.
Yeah.
But their cookie selection of, like, packaged cookies, they're almost all gluten-free or, like, yeah. Newman's Own.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, like, Sprouts has better, like, house brand cookies. Yeah. Or you can go to Uptown and get, like...
You can even get cookie butter at Sprouts, like...
Yeah. Yeah, so the cookies are a problem. Mm-hmm. They used to have a really nice ice cream selection,
uh-huh.
and now it's slowly being taken over by non-dairy ice creams.
Okay.
I don't play that.
No.
of all the places we went, Trader Joe's has nice novelties.
Mm-hmm.
Uptown has fantastic prices
yeah.
on a wide variety of brands, mm-hmm. including, like, Three Twins, and yeah. Haagen-Dazs, mm-hmm. and Ben & Jerry's, yeah. and Aldi.
Onion dip from the garage.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I was going to say, I didn't think you liked it. I really like
queso from the garage. The chips and queso from
Yeah,
the
me too. But yeah. I like French onion dip quite a bit.
I don't think... You like French onion soup, too.
Yes.
I don't think that I realized it was going to be cold. So when it came out cold, I was like...
Okay.
So I don't... Maybe that's...
When you're expecting something, yeah.
Yeah. So I like... I love at the garage getting fish tacos and then chips and queso on the side. It's so good. Okay, so if you guys...
Give me the big one. Give me the little one.
It's like trying
grainy.
To be... Yeah, really grainy.
It's like part sand. So maybe you could cook with it. The flavor is good. It's good to make hot chocolate with.
It's very crumbly.
Yeah.
It's like not smooth like chocolate is supposed to
be
smooth.
It's too sweet. The vanilla tastes kind of whack.
Is it vanilla? Is that what the flavor mm-hmm. is?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was not as good as your cheeseburger...
I also got some hand soap.
Yeah, I saw that in there.
I got two of my favorite juice because they were on sale.
Yeah, I like the Suja.
This is the Suja.
Yeah.
Uber Greens. It's really good. I did learn in that cleanse, if you're going to be drinking, it's really great to have a green juice.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, wait, drinking alcohol? And I have to, like, wait. But basically what it's going to be is a bracket, and the grocery stores will, like, fight to the death and like who will reign supreme of all the grocery stores in Oklahoma City. So
like people are going to be voting and involved?
Yes, people will be involved. I think we're going to do a combo of guests on talking about them. I want to take people to the grocery stores if they haven't been. And also Twitter polls. There are some grocery stores where like it's not
nobody else is.
Yeah.
Some people
that's
might
really
like
interesting.
Aikens. I just don't have a connection with Aiken.
Yeah.
I have a connection with Natural Grocery.
Yeah.
Number one place to get a leek. If you need a leek, don't waste your time going anywhere else looking for leeks, asking the staff. They don't even know what leeks are.
Yeah.
Go straight. They had 20 perfect looking leeks.
No,
today.
The leeks were on
They're
point.
They're beautiful.
And they had eggplants. So mm-hmm. that's all. But Crest also had eggplants.
They
so.
Did. It's a toss up if you need to make some baba ganoush. But you'll make a higher quality food cooking there, but. It's not cheap.
Yeah. So.
Oh, you gotta bring your own boxer bag.
Yes.
Too. Let's mention that.
Which is, I mean, you have to do that with Aldi, and I'm, like, an Aldi fan, so, like, it's just a little bit, like, we talked about on one of the other episodes, like, it's just a little bit more preparation, mm-hmm. and it makes you feel a little bit more adult when you prepare mm-hmm. in that yeah. way. You know,
I got my list. I got my bags.
And I have bags. They're in the
I'm
car.
Not hungry.
Yeah, I'm not. That was, yeah.
We're going to do nice. This today. So
we got to decide. I don't know where you're feeling. I don't know. I think I know what I feel is overall. But.
Yeah, Crest overall is the better store.
Yes.
They got Nyx picks.
It's a.
They got a variety of brands.
Yeah.
Crest will. Evolve.
Yes.
Natural Grocers is not gonna like widen.
Right.
So I love Natural Grocers, but I can't advance them. They're not the strongest store. They have significant problems.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, after we talked about it, I like have now a little bit more of a soft spot for Natural Grocers. So I feel like that's an advantage, but I think Crest is servicing more people. The bigger store,
yeah.
The prices are better.
They're not running out of anything.
They're not going to run out of anything. Sprouts. Mm. 63rd of May. We'll talk about it.
I think Natural Grocers should put me on payroll because
I think you did a great
job. I
rep
them really hard. I do like them. Who were they against in the first round?
Akins.
Yeah. Akins I have no connection with. Akins is too big.
It's
palatial.
And they don't diffuse the essential oils either.
Mm-mm. Natural Grocers was fun to be in.
Yes, it was. It was.
And we got those free hair samples, too.
We got free hair samples. I got a free bag. I mean, like, it was a good experience, but we're going to have to.
We're going
to
go Crest.
We're going to go Crest.
Crest is moving on to the semifinals, right?
Yeah, semifinals. So Crest will be.
Let's take a look at the bracket.
Well, I don't know if I can reveal it yet. Oh, we haven't recorded it yet. Crest will be up against either Sprouts or. Brahms Fresh Market.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Oh, there we go.
We'll see. But we love you, Natural Grocers. We had a great
time.
Yeah.
We'd love to come back. We'd love to come to a class.
I think I should go to a class. I want to go to the turmeric class.
Yeah. When is that? Spice up your life, turmeric.
I'm not sure.
If you are looking to make Natural Grocers a little less expensive, I suggest the In Power rewards program they have now.
Let's look and see how much it is real quick.
I don't think it costs a joint.
Then you get $10 off.
Yeah, you do.
But the class, do the classes cost?
No.
Okay, we're looking right now. Join In Power. Slow little internet here. It doesn't say that it has a cost.
Those figs look beautiful.
Yeah, I love a good fig.
Where do you think the best place to get figs in Oklahoma City is?
Mediterranean.
Oh.
That's what I heard. Yeah. Sometimes Sprouts has them, but you never know. I think it's free, but yeah, it's a pretty good deal if you want to make Natural Grocers.
Crest didn't offer me anything. Kind of burger. Yeah, they were not into talking to me, interacting with me.
Yeah, they didn't like it, but... Crest is gonna be on the semifinals. So you can follow Judy at Judy Ganuel.
Mm-hmm.
G-J-U. Let me see.
It's at JUDIEGANUL.
And you don't have a website or anything like
no,
that.
No, I just did myself.
Just do her. But also, you're pretty good on Snapchat, right?
It goes down in the DMs, yeah.
It goes down in the
DMs. I do love Snapchat. You can ask me on Twitter.
Yeah, ask her on Twitter where her Snapchat.
What if I was like, here's my dot pattern.
And if you have any questions or anything, you can always tweet at OKC Over Easy. Mm-hmm. But I think this is going to be it for us today. And we will see you next time with Sprouts versus Brahms Fresh Market.
Thanks, Mallory.
Bye. No, thank you, Judy. Bye.
Bye.